morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Because it's such a rare thing to have a tetrad with four consecutive blood moons is so rare. A tetrad with a total solar eclipse when its series, within its series, is very rare. A tetrad with a total solar eclipse that is significant to Israel's history and Jewish feasts is very, very rare. A tetrad with a total solar eclipse historically significant to Israel and Jewish feasts that includes a Shemitah year is very, 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 very rare. But a tetrad with a total solar eclipse historically significant to Israel falling on Jewish feasts and including a Shemitah year that corresponds with the Feast of Trumpets is astronomically rare. We're talking something here that's not man-made. This is not man-made stuff. Man couldn't be this clever. You see, God is a God of order. How many of you know He's a God of order? Because God is a God of order and He's a God of math. He's worked out everything mathematically. The whole everything's worked out mathematically. That's why we can go back to the Big Bang Theory. They can go back through the Hubble telescopes all the way back to the Big Bang and say there was a Big Bang. That's why they've said today there's a Big Bang. Because mathematically they can work it out. Do you understand? God is like, woo. Amen? Theory of relativity took a genius to mathematically work it out. But God knew it all along. And God revealed it to somebody. It all works out mathematically in the kingdom of God. All right, facts. This is facts from, and you can check it out, from NASA. I'm going to give you some NASA facts. There have been 12,000 eclipses over a period of 5,000 years. That's talking about a total eclipse and a blood moon. A partial lunar eclipse, half moon covered, not blood red. And a penumbral lunar eclipse, which is slightly smaller, which gives a more grayish effect. Out of these 12,000 lunar eclipses over 5,000 years, only 3,700 were total lunar eclipses. Now this cuts the odds down. In other words, a total lunar eclipse averages only one every year and a half. Well, yeah, you have four total lunar eclipses in 1 year and a half. On top of that, they are falling on the Jewish feast days. On top of that, the last total lunar eclipse is in 2015, will be a super blood moon. And this is happening on Sukkot, and it will be seen over Jerusalem. It's going to be right over Jerusalem. And these are facts, and the odds are getting greater and greater when you keep looking at this stuff. Now, according to the Torah, only the men had to appear in Jerusalem three times a year for the feasts. Only men had to go to Jerusalem three times a year for the feasts. But at the end of a Shemitah year, at the end of the seventh year, every man, woman, and child, even the stranger, had to appear and hear the king of Israel read from the Torah. So at the end of a Shemitah year, everybody was summoned to the temple and hear the king read from the Torah. Next year is the end of a Shemitah year with a super blood moon on a feast day. And every Jew and stranger, male and female, is required to go to the temple and hear the word of God. This is factual. You can study up Jewish history, okay? And you go to hear the king of Israel. Now, it's the end of a Shemitah year. Let me just tell you, in Shemitah, which is really a sabbatical, during a Shemitah year, the land had to lie fallow. In other words, you didn't work it, you didn't plow it, you didn't prune it, you didn't grow it, you didn't plant it, you didn't water it. You just left it alone. And any fruits that were born or grew, anything that grew, had no ownership. In other words, anybody, poor, rich, Jew, no Jew, could go and live off the land for that year. The land would rest, and then anyone could go and eat off that land. Amen. You go and try and eat off one of these farms, the oranges, you'll see how quick you'll be slapped with a jail fine. Amen. Now remember what the blood moon is, a tetrad. Four blood moons in a row, without any partial or full solar eclipse. That's a tetrad. This has happened only 8 times in the last 2,000 years. That's happened 8 times in 2,000 years, according to NASA. So you've got to look at what we have. And remember, Nisan is the beginning of the biblical calendar. Nisan 1, 2015, begins with a total solar eclipse, telling you again. Followed 2 weeks later by a total lunar eclipse, blood moon on Passover. Followed by another solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah. Followed 2 weeks later by a super moon on the Feast of Tabernacles, which happens to be the end of a Shemitah year. Now remember, warning signals, red lights, blood moons is what we're looking at. I want you to see something about the Shemitah. But before that, in 1948, we saw a biblically prophetic war involving Israel when they became a land, a nation again. There was a biblically prophetic war. And in 1967, a biblically prophetic war involving Israel again when they took the Golan Heights, Jerusalem, etc.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
There are several biblically prophetic wars that have not yet taken place. One of them is called Armageddon. Or for the Christians like you and me, it's called Armageddon Out. All right. And the end of a Shemitah year could mean an economic reset. A complete economic reset. Now listen. Shemitah year. In 2001, this is every 7 years. In 2001, and you can check this out. In 2001, the Dow fell 7%. Seven. Take note of the numbers. The Dow fell 7%, the biggest drop in history at that time, on Rosh Hashanah. The Dow here in America, 2001, after the terrorists hit down the Twin Towers. The Dow fell, remember that? It fell 7%, the largest drop ever in the history at that time, on Rosh Hashanah. It happened. 7 years later, in 2008, on Rosh Hashanah, the Dow fell again 7%. It was a $777 billion loss on a $700 billion failed bailout on the first day of the seventh month on the biblical calendar in the seventh year. You want me to say that again? Oh, and I'm going to tell you again. Now this, you can go and check. It's factual. You can go and see this. Go up there. When did the Dow fall? What percentage did it fall? How much was lost? I checked it all out, making sure that my figures were right. Okay. In 2001, the Dow fell 7%, the biggest drop in history, on Rosh Hashanah. 7 years later, in 2008, remember the great crash? Yeah. Remember the great crash? 7 years later, the end of a Shemitah year again, the Dow fell again, and we had that major catastrophe. Do you recall? The banks bail out, all of that kind of trash. Do you remember that? The Dow fell again 7%. It was a $777 billion loss on a $700 billion failed bailout on the first day of the seventh month on the biblical calendar in the seventh year, a Shemitah end. Coincident? Now, 2008, add 7 years to 2008. What do you get? 2015. You got a super blood moon on the last day, 2015, of a Shemitah year. It's the end of the Shemitah year. Could this be a financial catastrophe that's going to hit the world? Who knows? Is that interesting? I mean, there's a lot of stuff taking place. You think God knows something? I want to tell you about another day called Av, which is, like I said, August. On the 9th of Og in August, the 10 spies were sent to go and check out the land. Remember that? It was Av, the 9th of Av. Now you can go study this out again. Go online and go and study it out. The 9th of Av, the 10 spies brought a bad report, and that day became a cursed day in Jewish history. Remember, he sent 12 and 10 of them came back and said, we can't do it. And God said, you have given an evil report. Remember that? They gave an evil report. It became a cursed day in Jewish history. And the Jewish history. 587 BC, on the 9th of Av, the Jewish temple was destroyed. In 700 years later, 70 AD, Rome destroyed the temple on the 9th of Av. Check it out. In 1290, the Jews were kicked out of England on, guess what day? The 9th of Av. All right? In 1492, the Jews were kicked out of Spain. What day? The 9th of Av. Do you know that World War I started on the 9th of Av? You need to listen to this stuff. Do you know Hitler's proclamation to kill the Jews was the 9th of Av, the 9th day of Av? I mean, coincident? I think not. The Jews rejected the land in 2005. Ariel Sharon, remember that? When they left the Gaza Strip at gunpoint, guess what day it was on? The 9th day of the month of, on the biblical calendar. Do you think maybe God knows something? Ariel Sharon goes into a coma. They get kicked out of that place. God said, listen, whoever tries to divide this land, you're going to have me against you. I'm coming against you. Remember God said to the Israelites, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. You better pray that our White House, our government, wakes up. That they wake up and smell the roses. Because I'm telling you what they're doing right now is inviting disaster on the United States of America by turning its back on Israel and trying to divide the land and say, you need to go back to the pre-days, pre-67, to those borders. Our president and Ferry Kerry, they're trying to give the land back to, they want to give it to the Hamas and the Palestinians. And ISIL and America are supporting the rebels in Syria and giving them weapons to fight against ISIS. And don't you know that those rebels will turn against us with our own weapons? That's what they did in the Second World War. This nation, this country better stand. Do you know that this is in the time in history now in the United States of America, we have never, ever had a government so anti-Israel as we've got now. Amen. Do you know that? We've never had a government as anti and against Israel. I mean, our president has shunned Netanyahu. He shunned him. He walked out of a meeting with him. Turning your back on Israel. And we wonder what's going on. And this is a Shemitah year coming up, 2015. Is anything going to happen? I don't know. Could something happen? Could. Am I going to get interfered? No.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website.